Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Okay, welcome to the podcast. Today we have a special guest, Jessica Ulma with Scribe Syndicate. And I'm going to let her introduce herself, but she is a first impression warrior. And I'm real excited because this is our first interview of 2020. So Jessica, say hello to the audience and why don't you introduce yourself?
I have a small business. It's a digital content writing business. Like you said, it's called Scribe Syndicate. I write and edit website page content mostly. I also create monthly blog articles and can also be documents, including white papers or, say, an ebook, other things that a company might want to download to their audience. Writing has always been my passion, and so I devote even more time to researching some of the topics because I go across service-based industries. The great thing about that is I learn new things every day, and that I consider that a main perk of my job. When I'm not working, I love to hike or read a book on the beach.
Do you ever read a book while you're hiking?
Well, that would be kind of difficult to do. Maybe an audio book. I could probably do that.
There you go. Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, I'm always curious how people get started in their industry or profession. So that's the first question I'm going to ask is, how'd you get started in this crazy business?
It was kind of accidental. I was networking for work in the insurance industry at the time. And I was discovering that business owners were paying for new websites, but didn't know what to do with them. And this is usually in the age group of, you know, 40 and up. So in the beginning, too, I was the only person out there that was networking as a writer. And so I didn't have a whole lot of competition. So when I started the business, of course, it was just me. I was doing all the writing and editing in the company while trying to grow the client base. Many business owners, or many of the things that they were looking at, was needing a digital profile and a resume that they could have online to share. They needed something that described their businesses and services on their main website pages, which would be the about, home, and service pages. And then they were thinking about maybe doing blog articles, but even if they were good writers, they didn't really have the time to put into that. And they also didn't really have the time to edit properly. I saw a lot of stuff out there that was, you know, really, it didn't look professional.
So that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. It really takes a lot of time to go over material and make sure that simple spelling errors and grammar problems are taken out so that you look professional.
Right. So you kind of stumbled into the business. You mentioned that you were doing everything yourself. And eventually, we as entrepreneurs have to let go of the reins sometimes or bring in some help, find a partner, find a funding source, something to help us move to the next step. How did that all transpire for you?
It took 7 years as I was building Scribe Syndicate from a one-writer business to a collective of writers and editors. I did go for a business loan, which was extremely helpful. Just going through that process helped me create my business plan properly and look at a lot of the different areas of my business that I would have to learn more about. I knew the technical side. I knew the writing and the editing piece, but running a business is a completely different thing. So I get most of my business from doing face-to-face networking and referrals. I spend about 15 hours a week locally and an additional hour reaching out to business owners online, offering consultations or looking for partnership opportunities. Partnership opportunities for me involve hooking up with web designers and marketing consultants that have clients who need me in part of their process. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are getting their website upgraded and that doesn't include the written content. So then they're stuck either looking for someone on their own or being referred to by their web designer. So I establish those relationships so that they look very professional before they go and market their website and their services.
Right. Sometimes you find that people are trying to do everything themselves. And I learned a long time ago, it's not what, but who. It's not being able to do something. The smart people know how to do it, and they bring them in to take care of the task, right? Because the most precious entity we all have is time, right? We can't get it back. And I've learned over the years as well, as much as I want to do everything, I got to let go of the reins.
Yeah. And that's part of the expansion process that I've been going through, the growing pains, is when do I introduce another writer or an administrative person? What type of software systems am I using to automate things so that I'm not wasting my time? And I also hired a business coach to help guide me through that process. And I think it's going to be extremely valuable for me.
So that's just a recent acquisition, so to speak.
Yeah, I started the process on my own and then realized that I wanted to get things done faster. And I thought working with someone who's been through that process over and over with their clients would be able to make things happen more quickly.
And you mentioned being, working with partners. And that's why I thought of you for the podcast, because there's so many creatives out there that, again, try to do everything themselves or have clients that come to them. And let's say they're a web designer or a graphic designer, and the client needs copywriting. Many of the times they don't know what to do. They just said, I can't help you or whatever. And it just seems to me like a natural fit for a copywriter and a graphic designer and a web designer. I mean, you all are trying to reach the same end, right? And partnering with those types of people makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, it made sense to me too, because I can help them and they can help me and everyone wins. It's just a matter of establishing the right relationships and making sure that your processes fit their processes so everything goes smoothly and the client doesn't have to worry about it being a separate thing that they need to attend to.
Right, right. Well, so I'm using the word copywriting, but you're a content writer. That seems to be the vernacular these days. They're interchangeable, but it is appropriate because everything out there, everybody needs content. So let me ask you this. Why would business need a copywriter?
Well, for the most part, there's so much written material that needs to be out there for a business owner. Professionals hire experts because they want to look their best. Okay. That's what we're all trying to do. And, the web designer can make the website look spectacular and look really professional, but the copy that's on it also needs to be just as professional. So while many business owners are perfectly capable of writing their own material, they're up against the millions of other online businesses competing for advertising space and browser recognition locally, nationally, and globally.
Right.
And they don't really know what that means as far as what they're going to do to their copy to make that happen. So they've got thousands of people within the same sector trying to come up with something original and compelling. And that's hard to do. It takes time to think about it. It's not something that you just throw together. And some business owners don't want to sit there and agonize over what it is that's going to make their message unique. So they also want to come across with something that's concise or informative, some educational pieces, or even some entertaining pieces. So now we're talking multiple areas of content or types of content that takes even more time. Editing is also critical. They don't want to hit publish unless they know something about editing. And of course, there's apps out there that can help you, but they aren't good enough to rely on 100%.
Right.
Still need to know what you're looking at and line edit, proofread. There's several stages. They also may not be aware of search engine optimization techniques, which requires some keyword use, which, they can look that up on their own to see what keywords are great for their industry, or they can have someone do that for them. And that is the kind of, you know, the words or phrases that need to be put periodically into whatever it is that they put out so that people can search and find it.
Right. And there is a science to that. I've worked with SEO companies before, and you know, I tried it on my own, and I didn't know anything after working with the SEO company. What I thought I was doing was, you know, great, not so much. Yeah. So there is a science. And again, it goes back to the how versus the who, right? So yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah. And even if they're not ready to go to a marketing firm and really optimize SEO for advertising and promotion purposes, they can still have the content that they have search engine optimized ready for things like that.
Right.
And that, you know, it's as simple as using your HTML heading codes, looking at your alt tags for any of your images, and knowing what meta tags and backlinks are.
Right. Exactly.
Or descriptions that are being used in the background. So not everyone's aware of how to go about doing that, and getting a content writer that's used to doing digital content, they already know those things.
Right. It sounds to me like there's a lot more than just content writing going on here.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If the whole point is for them to be for people to find it, and for their audience to say search a topic that pulls up a blog post that then takes them to the website. It's not just about putting out really good content. Someone has to see it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, speaking of putting out good content, so we've just talked about why somebody would need a content writer. So they've just hired you. Is there a process or steps that you take when you're working on a client for a project for a client that you can share with us?
Yeah. When I'm working directly with business owners, it starts with a consultation to learn more about the business and the brand. And that's pretty critical. They may or may not already have those answers. Depends on if they have a website that's currently operating, or if they're starting out with a brand new one, and if they're making any changes to their messaging and their brand. And so we talk about that over a period of maybe an hour. They may be trying to scale their business and try to get a more professional image online, and that's what they're coming to me for.
Right. Okay.
So we're going over their company profile, messaging, and how they can drive traffic through things like blog materials, ebooks, other downloadables for promotions. I then get a sense of the size of their project and then fit it into a schedule with a timeline and take a deposit, and then we get rolling.
I imagine there's a lot of research behind the scenes. I mean, you're coming into a company that you know nothing about sometimes, or a topic or subject that it's not something that you deal with every day. So what percentage of your time is spent just thinking and researching?
I spend more time doing the researching than I do the actual writing. And that's because I want to go to several different sources to learn about an industry that maybe I don't know enough about yet. There's a lot of industries I know a little something about, but not in great depth. So I will ask the client if there's particular newsletters in their industry or a website that they go to get reliable information, any notes that they've already taken, anything that they can offer me to make sure that I'm not only educated on the topic, but also their viewpoint on it. Because their viewpoint, you know, a business owner's viewpoint in their industry can be very different from someone else that's in the same industry. And I want to make sure that I capture that as well.
So viewpoint, and I would imagine their voice.
Yeah. Style, mm-hmm. Voice, and tone. I sometimes will ask them to show me an example of an article that they've read and the way it's written and how they feel about that. That's an example of what they want to come across like. And I will use that also.
Yeah, it makes total sense. So I understand you recently wrote an ebook, and it's kind of unique because the title is How to Write an Ebook. So
that sounds a little redundant, right?
Right. So tell our audience why you think someone should consider writing an ebook.
Well, like I was saying, most business owners want to put out some sort of educational piece of content that enlightens their audience or their reader, visitors to their site about what it is they do and why they do it. And it's a way of letting people get to know you. So an ebook is a very simple way to do that. And it doesn't have to be very long. My ebook is only 10 pages. And I think it adequately explains the process of putting an ebook together, which of course, for me, I'm talking about the writing aspect of it and some of the tools that you need to use. And because this is something that I do quite a bit, I didn't have an ebook for the longest time. So I felt a little hypocritical telling other business owners that they need to have this out there without giving them an example. So that was important for me to get that out.
Right. Sometimes we're our worst clients.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like to try to keep these interview podcasts under 20 minutes. And so we're gonna wrap up here in a few minutes. But I just want to ask you if you have any final thoughts or comments you want to share with the audience in terms of, you know, working with a content writer or partnering one with one, or just anything in general you think would be helpful to somebody who's thinking about writing copy on their own. Whatever. What are your final thoughts on the topic of content writing and using a content writer or copywriter?
I believe, like most people, that whatever it is that you do for your business is what your main focus should be. So one of the reasons for getting a content writer is to outsource that job to someone else who has the time and energy to focus on it. And also to look at the quality that they want to put out there, because honestly, the first thing that they're going to do when they're vetting another business to hire or purchase from them, their first stop's going to be their website.
Right.
And it's not just the design of the website and the navigation that they're looking at. They're looking, obviously, for the content that's going to influence the way they feel about that business. So their content needs to be on par with that, with whatever business that they go to and feel that it gives them that shows a level of professionalism that they want.
Okay.
So that's what they're trying to emulate. They want to have the additional downloadable tools and resources to offer people that are visiting the site. They want to have links that take the visitors from, say, blog material to the website and back and forth to social media pages so that they look credible. And that's why the content is so important.
Many moons ago, I was in the direct marketing industry, and the phrase we used back then, this was before, you know, the internet and running water, but the phrase that was always used was copy is king. And yeah. I still believe copy is king. Some people think video is taken over as king, but it's still the foundation for everything. Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. It'll always be a way of learning more about business or different topics that you want to educate yourself on. Storytelling has been around since the dawn of time. It's not going away. Even the video people often need scripting work. So none of those pieces should be used all by themselves. You want the audio, you want the video, you want the written material. I think they're all extremely valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. They can't work independent of themselves, without a doubt. I'm getting a little tone in my ear. I don't know what that is. So,
sorry about that. It was a notification on my computer.
It's okay. That was my tone to wrap it up. I appreciate you coming on, Jessica, and being my guinea pig. This is our first interview. So those of you who are listening, look, I'm not hiding anything. I'm very transparent. I hope you've enjoyed. Jessica's been a wealth of information, and I want you to reach out to her in terms of if you need content writing or if you're looking to partner. You're a graphic designer or web developer or other creative professional, and you're looking to build a network of partners. Jessica's an excellent resource. So Jessica, let me ask you this. How can people reach out to you and learn more about you and the work you do?
Well, they can find me at my website, of course, which is scribesyndicate.com. I can be reached by email at jessicaolma@scribesyndicate.com. I do have a Facebook page that's under Scribe Syndicate, as well as a LinkedIn page under my name, Jessica Olma.
Okay. I will post all that information in the show notes and at the bottom of the blog, since we do a podcast slash blogcast usually, and the blog part is the transcript of the conversation. So if people want to read, they can read it, or they want to stick their headphones on and listen, they can listen. But I'll be glad to put all that information in there so folks can reach out to you.
Great. And also, just so that they know that they can find more information and elaborate on what we talked about today, I do have a full article about why you need a content writer on my Scribe Syndicate website on the blog. And also, I have a link to the ebook, which I believe I shared with you, that can be posted.
Yep. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Be sure to get those, folks. Download those. It's great information. I've read both of the documents. And it's great information. Even if you'll never write a copy, it's good information to know and be able to share with your clients. Because we, you know, this podcast is called The First Impression Warrior, and it's called that because I believe creative professionals are on the front line of creating that first impression for their clients, whether it's an image or written text or copy. When somebody goes to somebody's website or sees their logo, it's that first impression, right? And being able to find partners out there and have knowledge about things that you are going to refer your clients to is important, that we keep up and educate ourselves on them. And both of Jessica's, her article and her ebook, are excellent resources. So I encourage you to download them, put them in your library, make a folder for that type of stuff, and continue learning.
Great. Thanks, Barry.
Well, I appreciate it, Jessica. Thank you again. And I wish you a happy 2020. And we'll talk to you soon, real soon, like next Thursday.
Yeah, great. All right. I appreciate being your guest.
Yep. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for listening. And please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.